Sure, we must move quickly.
So what are we doing?
This is my Curlian camera.
It looks like an ordinary Polaroid.
It's very similar, but there's a company in London that adapts them so they can photograph the aura that surrounds all of our bodies.
Wow.
Here, let me show you. Stand still and smile. Say cheese.
Okay. Cheese.
Here we are.
Something's coming through already. I can see a lot of colour around me.
That's your aura. We all have one.
It's beautiful.
Right, the tripod is up. For the recording, I am setting up my camera in front of the portrait of Lord Frederick Varley. I've also set the camera to react to any temperature changes so it can capture pictures without me having to operate it.
So you think the portrait will have an aura?
Only one way to find out. Right, I think we're good to go. Would you mind standing back, please? Thank you. Okay. I call upon my guides to stand by my side and bathe us both in white light. There we are. Thank you.
I think I felt something.
They are with us. We are safe. Lord Frederick Varley, we wish to speak to you. Will you communicate with us once more? Here.
Thanks. Gosh, it's gotten cold.
He can hear us. Lord Varley, we know that you are here. Speak to me, please. We know what you have done. Can you see anything?
Oh, it's taken ages to develop.
Must be the cold affecting it.
The heat ends on full blast.
He's here, but he is not communicating with me.
Look, the pictures are coming through. I can see a cloud around it.
What colour is it?
It looks black.
Let me see. Yes. His painting has a black and red aura. Hardly surprising, but it does connect the painting to his spirit.
Look. This one has developed too.
The painting looks a little different. Can you see?
Yes. It looks like his expression has changed. It must be a trick of the light.
I'm afraid not. See these ones? This is the order they were taken.
Oh my God. He's laughing. The last one. Oh.
He's left the painting. See?
He's in here.
Shh. Listen.
What the hell is going on, Mrs. West?
Oh, please, be quiet. He's here in this room.
This is outrageous. I've had enough. I should have asked you to leave after the painting.
Eleanor's helping. Can't you see?
I can see I was a bloody fool to have allowed this nonsense to continue. I want you both out of here tomorrow morning.
What's that?
It's so cold again.
It's freezing.
Nobody move. Oh my goodness. Henry.
Henry.
Henry, are you all right?
He's gone white as a sheet.
Why do you bring me here?
I ask you, spirit, that you leave this body and return to the dark.
This is my house. Get out! I am warning you.
I ask that the angels help me. Leave this man alone. I command you, spirit. The angels are
right.
Leave this man now.
Henry!
He's fine. He's just fainted. I'll get some water.
It's 6th of January. 2002, it's 1 a.m. I'm in the auction house basement with the painting. Adam's asleep upstairs in the flat above. He mentioned some rumours about bad luck coming to anybody who bought this painting. I now know that the haunting at Varley Grange was a very dangerous one. Bad luck and death seem to follow its victims, and now I'm looking at the culprit. Its expression. It's changed. He's grinning. Lord Varley is grinning at me.
Here you are, Henry. Drink this water.
How are you feeling?
Tired. Kind of heavy. Feels like I've got flu or something.
That's how I felt after as well. I wouldn't be surprised if you have some affinity for second sight yourself.
Not you too.
Just let me drink this.
Of course, of course. You've had a nasty shock.
What do we do now? Is he okay?
Look, the only time anyone has been hurt has been when they saw the two spirits together. The Lady Varley seems to be keeping her distance at the moment. She's scared. I think we need to ensure that they don't come together again.
How do we do that? There doesn't seem to be a pattern.
The one constant in all this still remains.
The painting?
Yeah.
Could we burn it?
Did I hear you say you wanted to burn the painting?
No, Henry. We shall be doing nothing of the sort. You look awful. Addie, can you show him to his room, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. So it has just gone 10:30. Henry's in his room asleep, and Maddie has gone to bed herself. We're all absolutely knackered, to put it mildly. I might be able to do some kind of binding ritual. There might be a way of confining the entity to the painting. It could then be locked away from sight, essentially keeping the curse dormant. Who would be calling at this hour? I'd better answer in case it's important. Hello, can I help? Oh, hello, Mr. Murray. It's Eleanor, Maddie's friend. Maddie's sleeping, but I'll give her your message when she wakes in a bit. It's important. What's happened? Is Jack okay? Had a bad turn in the night. He's in hospital. No, I'll go and wake her now. No, she'll want to come immediately. Right. There must be the number of a local cab company around here somewhere. Ah, here's one. Hello? I need a car. 15 minutes from Varley Grange. Yes, the main house. So Henry's still asleep and Maddie's leaving for the train station. They'll be okay. They're resilient. I wish I could have popped in to say goodbye, but I just need to keep my focus on the task in hand. Here it is. So, a binding ritual. I need to light candles. Where are my matches? Damn. That must be them leaving. Now, where was I? Oh, for goodness sake, not again. The lights have gone off again. It's completely pitch black. I can't see a thing. Oh, why can't I find my matches? I can't see a bloody thing. If I could just... Oh, over there. There's a little light coming in from somewhere. If I could just get over there. Oh, I can't see where I'm putting my feet. I'll follow the wall. Oh gosh, not the bars. That was close. Just a little further. What's that? Spirit?
I know you're in there.
He's here. I surround myself with white light. Spirit, I have protected myself. You can do me no harm. I'm almost there. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Fill thee,
I ask my angels to walk with me and protect me.
Oh, no
Filthy.
I'm at the window.
Filthy. Filthy. Wives.
Anna, it's me, Maddie.
Maddie? What are you?
The nun is here. She's in the hall. I saw her through the window.
Oh, God. They're both here.
Get out. Now.
Where is she?
She's behind you.
They're here.